saves wear and tear, plus you can use one while you're replacing the other. I experimented on myself. Their footsteps echoed on the stairs.
Now, what are we talking about here exactly?
Said Nanny, in a quiet, I'm only asking out of interest tone of voice.
Hearts, said Igor. Oh, two hearts.
You've got two hearts?
Yes. The other one belonged to poor Mr. Thwines down at the thawmill. But his wife said it was no use to him after the accident, what with him not having a head to go with it.
You're a bit of a self-made man on the quiet, aren't you? Said Magrat.
Who did your brain? Said Nanny. Can't do brains yourself, said Igor. Only you've got all those stitches. Oh, I put a metal plate in my head, said Igor, and a wire down my neck all the way to my boots. I got fed up with all those lightning strikes. Here we are.
He unlocked another groaning door.
My little place.
It was a dank, vaulted room, clearly lived in by someone who didn't spend a lot of social time there. There was a fireplace with a dog basket in front of it, and a bed with a mattress and one blanket. Crude cupboards lined one wall.
There's a well under that cover there, he said, and there's a privy through there.
What's through that door? Said Nanny, pointing to one with heavy bolts across it.
Nothing, said Igor.
Nanny shot him a glance, but the bolts were very firmly on this side.
This looks like a crypt, she said, with a fireplace. When the old count was alive, he liked to get warm of an evening before going out, said Igor. Golden days them was. I wouldn't give you tuppence for this lot. Do you know, they wanted me to get rid of scraps.
Scraps leapt up and tried to lick Nanny's face.
I saw Lacrimosa kick him once, said Igor darkly.
He rubbed his hands together.
Can I get you ladies anything to eat?
No, said Nanny and Magrat together. Scraps tried to lick Igor. He was a dog with a lot of lick to share.
Scraps, play dead, said Igor.
The dog dropped and rolled over with his legs in the air.
See, said Igor, he remembers.
Won't we be cornered down here if the magpies come? Said Magrat.
They don't come down here. It's not modern enough for them, said Igor. And there's ways out if they do.
Magrat glanced at the bolted door. It didn't look like the kind of way out anyone would want to take. What about weapons? She said. I shouldn't think there'd be any anti-vampire stuff in a vampire's castle, would there?
Why, certainly, said Igor.
There is.
As much as you want. The old master was very keen on that. When we had visitors expected, he always said, Igor, make certain the windows are clean and there's lots of lemons and bits of ornament that can be turned into religious symbols around the place. He enjoyed it when people played by the rules. Very fair, the old master.
Yeah, but that'd mean he'd die, wouldn't it? Said Nanny. She opened a cupboard and a stack of wrinkled lemons fell out.
Igor shrugged. You win some, you lose some, he said. The old master used to say, Igor, the day vampires win all the time, that's the day we'll be knocked back beyond return. Mind you, he got annoyed when people pinched his socks. He'd say, sod, that was silk, $10 a pair in Ankh-Morpork.
And he probably spent a lot of money on blotting paper too, said Nanny. Another cupboard revealed a rack of stakes, along with a mallet and a simple anatomical diagram with an X over the heart area.
The chart was my idea, Mrs. Og, said Igor proudly. The old master got fed up with people just hammering the stakes in any old way. He said he didn't mind the dying, that was quite restful, but he did object to looking like a colander.
You're a bright chap, aren't you, Igor? Said Nanny.
Igor beamed. I've got a good brain in my head.
Chose it yourself, did you?
No, only joking. You can't do brains. I've got a distant cousin at Unseen University, you know.
Really? What's he do there?
Floats around in his jar, said Igor proudly. Shall I show you the holy water cellar? The old master built up a very good collection.
Sorry? A vampire collected holy water? Said Magrat.
I think I'm beginning to understand, said Nanny. He was a sportsman, right? Exactly.
And a good sportsman always gives the valiant prey a decent chance, said Nanny.